Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Our Calvinist friends argue that children of God cannot fall from grace. For example, Dr. John MacArthur's book, Saved Without a Doubt, How to Be Sure of Your Salvation, affirms, the believer's soul is, in God's mind, already secured within the veil, his eternal sanctuary. Page 18. If that affirmation were true, why would the Apostle Peter write as follows about the danger of following false teachers? For when they, the false teachers, speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those who were clean escape from them who live in error. 2 Peter 2:18. Does not the term, those who were clean, escape from them who live in error, describe Christians? Can one ever scripturally use that kind of language of alien sinners? If they were not Christians, what dangers did they face from false teachers? They were already lost. How could they be more lost? The rest of 2 Peter makes it absolutely clear that children of God can fall from grace. The false teachers promise Christians liberty, but they themselves are the slaves of corruption. 2 Peter 2:19. Does that sound like some of the promises you hear from modern false teachers? The liberal theologians tell biblical Christians, you are being held in bondage by your conservative religious views. You need to get rid of your overly strict convictions and join the modern world. You are a legalist. And what do liberals have to replace New Testament Christianity? They assure men and women that they can drink, commit sexual immorality, gamble, view pornographic movies, use a few drugs, and engage in other forbidden activities. Television, radio, movies, and other public media are publicizing this freedom without restrictions. We're not surprised when the media promotes such vulgar and destructive views, but it is shocking when religious teachers do. And the woods is full of teachers who promise men liberty without responsibility. Morgues and graveyards are also full of the victims of such foolish teachers. Do you believe the people who suffer from AIDS, gonorrhea, syphilis, lung cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, scrambled brains, and broken lives now think the ones who promised them liberty have delivered on their promises? Like most preachers, I have had to try to pick up the lives of the men and women who listen to false teachers. Working with men who have been addicted to alcohol, cocaine, crack, and other drugs has to be one of the most trying experiences of anyone's life. Trying to put families back together after one of the partners believed the devil's lie about liberty is also a very difficult experience. The ones who promise liberty without restrictions and without responsibilities are themselves the slaves of sin. Why would anyone want to listen about freedom from a slave? The drug peddlers tell young people and older ones about the freeing qualities of illegal drugs. They assure them they will see life through brighter colors, enjoy life with fewer prohibitions, and not be so dull in their lives. But the drug dealers are slaves, if not to drugs, then to money and to power. Actually, many of the dope peddlers do not use drugs. They know they could not function if they did. Did you know that the Jack Daniel distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, about 20 miles from where I live, does not want its employees drinking their product? The reason is very simple. The executives at Jack Daniel Distillery know how debilitating beverage alcohol is. They do not want their employees to become addicted to this mind-altering, body-destroying, and soul-condemning drug, although I have doubt about their concern for anyone's soul. I plead with you, dear friend, do not become a slave to anyone or anything except the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, and may God bless you.